Okay, so yeah, you just have to state your name and then I'll ask you the question.
I'm Gagamba.
But people call her Q. But I don't know this because she's a random stranger. But yeah, so the first question is,
Women's Month, what is it about?
We
have to get to the bottom of this because I'm just looking forward to the weekend, but I don't know.
Women's Month?
Yeah.
It's about celebrating women.
Yes.
I mean, we are great. We need to be celebrated.
Okay, that can't be all. Okay, so, okay, here's the thing. If you guys have a month, why can't we have a month? So maybe that's more defining it into why you guys have this month.
It's because obviously in the past, women were inferior to men. We still are a bit, but at least now we know that it can't, because in the past, women couldn't vote, women couldn't like do all these things. So I think, was it in August where they marched to?
Should be.
They marched somewhere though. I'm not really great at this.
I also don't know that. But I feel like you guys should know that.
Yeah, but then that's when we've got like our rights to vote, our rights to go to work, because most women were housewives, you couldn't work, you couldn't go to school. So now that we have those opportunities, it's like we need to celebrate. It's like Black Month, because obviously black people were inferior at some point. And now
considered inferior.
Considered inferior, yes, at some point. So now
Do you feel as if the youth actually does something different in this month, or it's just honestly just another month?
If we're being honest, it's really like there's nothing much that's done about Women's Month. It's like, yeah, you long weekend, let's groove.
That's what I'm saying.
It's really the long weekend, like no one like actually does anything to celebrate it. I'm sure like other people, like organizations and like
people who are like
brands,
in the business top side, I feel like.
Okay. So, do you think if I started a petition to get a men's month, I get a men's month?
No.
Because niggas
ain't
shit.
That's like saying all lives matter.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Actually. That's pretty fucked up. That's pretty fucked up. Okay.
Okay.
It's nice. At least you didn't panic, so yeah.
All right, cool.
So yeah. So yeah, just state your name.
Shelo.
And Shelo's friend?
No, I said no.
Okay, Shelo's friend said no. So Shelo, what is Women's Month to you? Or what do you know about Women's Month?
From the little bit of information that I know, Women's Month is to commemorate the women that went to Pretoria. I think it's 1965 or 1956, I'm not sure about the year. They marched to Pretoria for women rights and whatsoever to be liberated, to a point where they want to be known for more than just being a woman. They want to work, they want to have rights, they want to have everything and whatsoever. They want to be treated the same as men and whatsoever in the workplace and whatsoever. Because if you know way back then, like women only know to be business, be the kitchen girl or the mashup, whatever. So it's a thing with you now, they wanted to be taken more seriously into the workplace. They want to have careers, they want to have more than just being called a woman, go straight to the kitchen or whatever. They wanted to have a voice, let me put it that way. They wanted to have a voice. So the Women's Month was just to celebrate those women who went as far into Pretoria. Like, yeah.
Okay, so. Okay, we all know women peak in the kitchen, right? Sure. But now, what do you think about like the general youth? What has much been done to actually make a difference in
or empowering
you guys? Yeah, empower you guys.
Do you feel empowered?
To a certain point, I would say yes. But the thing is, when it comes to, I would say gender and class will always play a role in determining whether a woman has more say than a man. We live in a society which is patriarchal, which is like led by men or whatever. So somehow, whatever a woman has to say will always be, we're not to be taken seriously to a certain point. But certain points, like there are initiatives where like they put groups of women and try to find whether they can see what can be done to put voices for women be up there and whatever. But to say to a certain point there is much
so you believe in the whole 50-50 thing?
in what, in a relationship or what?
In a relationship. Or in, males and females.
The thing is, it can never be a 50-50 in any situation. Let's say if I have more, rather give that more to make it 100. I can't expect you to give me a 50-50 when you don't have a 50-50. Because I'm looking for something which is not there. Like, if it's a 50-50, because there's a 50-50, I can say a 50-50. But, like, if I have an 80, you have a 20%, I'll give you my 80, you're going to give me a 20. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to make something work.
Okay. That's nice.
Exactly. That's so nice. You can't want something which is not there. Hence, when people will say, you attract what you want. You're going to be out here saying, you want to be in a Mercedes and whatever, but what are you doing to be in a Mercedes? What are you doing to be in a Mercedes?
Okay.
You're gonna be out here saying you want to be in a Mercedes. That time you're telling you all you do is drinking alcohol and whatever. It doesn't make sense. Sometimes you need to work towards what you have. Like in terms of 50-50, it's like a 50-50 with your goals. You're working towards your goals and then you meet your goals.
Yeah.
To say, I want to have a Mercedes. It could be like through education, through business or whatever. But you're working to that Mercedes.
Okay, Nate, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That was proper. See?
Listen to it. I don't even know how that works.
I'm. Okay. Hey, how are you?
I'm good and you?
I'm okay. What's your name?
I'm V.
V.
Yeah.
Okay.
Short for Velimina.
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 Okay, that's a top five name. Okay.
Top five?
Top five. Okay, top two.
Okay. So we just want to ask about, like, what is Women's Month about? What
Women's
does it,
Month.
Yeah, what does it mean to you?
To me?
Yeah.
Women's Month mean just realizing how important women are, and just appreciating them, because, like, for me, they go through the most. Like, that's my view. Like, just, you know, making sure that they know that they're being appreciated for what they go through.
But do you feel that like women are empowered? Do you feel like, is it a big deal right now as it should be?
Not really, but I feel like it's getting there. Yeah, because it's better than like 2 years back. Like, they're making like means to, you know, making sure we're equal. So we're not equal yet.
Would you prefer that we equal? Would you want to be equal to men?
Okay.
Shout out, okay.
Not really.
Why?
Because some things I believe that, like, they are men's job, and some things I believe they are women's job. Like, I like being taken care of.
Okay.
Like, money wise, so okay. I wouldn't give a nigga my money. So I wouldn't, like, want to be equal to men.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you think guys deserve a men's mind?
No, hell no.
Why not?
Nah.
Don't you think we're important in the community?
Nah.
Yo, she doesn't see us.
No, I feel like men, things that we go through, they make us go through them. So they have men.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you
for
joining me.
I have one more question. One more question. It's a stupid question. Is that your nigga?
Nah, it's not. No, it's not.
Okay.
It's my friend.
Thank you for joining us, okay?
Okay.